Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Buffalo losing to Atlanta last night.
Whoa!
So the Patriots wake up today in first place, Keith.
First place.
I guess they went to sleep in first place, depending on how late they stayed up. They should have been watching.
Oh, yeah. Should have been locked in on this.
Nice little first place slumber.
Good spot to be in.
But there are two takeaways to it. One is, all right, the AFC remains wide open. Maybe the division is there for the taking.
They control their own destiny.
But definitely that.
Yeah.
The other is that Atlanta game in a couple of weeks maybe is harder than we were given credit for.
Definitely tougher. I think you can scratch off like Cincinnati, maybe Baltimore. We'll see if Lamar's back for that one as far as games that you thought might be a little bit tougher. Hell, even Miami, I don't think you thought was going to be as bad as they are. So the schedule got even easier based on what we thought it was at the beginning of the year, which is saying something because that was part of the reason why so many of us picked them to win a bunch of games. But yeah, Atlanta, I would say tweak that one. You know, right now you have Tampa Bay and the Buffalo rematch is like two tough games. Two of what? 12 games left remaining on the season? Like it's, or 11? So I think it's eight games with teams with losing records. So, I mean, it's Buffalo, Tampa, and I guess Atlanta. Like Atlanta's, that'll be a good test because Atlanta's like probably the NFC version of you in a way where like they're trying to, it's kind of open in the NFC. They have a winning record. They just beat Buffalo, so they got to be feeling pretty good.
They have a second-year quarterback who I think played okay last night. Did he hurt his finger? Like, what happened late in the
game? I don't know what happened there. Their quarterback is worse than the Patriots quarterback, but their top receiver and their top running back are a lot better.
They have some good skill position players. I know you're down on Pitt Sr. over there.
He stinks.
But they have some good position players. So, look, we said all along, these four games after Buffalo, they already won the first one in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. It's Tennessee this weekend, then Cleveland, and then Atlanta. We said the whole time, win three out of those four and we'll be happy. 2-2, I'll be disappointed. So if they trip up at the end of it against Atlanta, going into a potentially massive game against Tampa, I don't think that'd be the end of the world. We'll come in and complain the next day and break it down and say what bothered us. But I don't think that'll be a big deal at the end of the day. Top of the AFC is now Indianapolis all alone at 5-1.
Indianapolis with Indiana Jones as their quarterback.
Correct. And their defense has already been put on fraud watch by Scheim. So look out for
Scheim
that.
Scheim put him on fraud
watch?
Oh, that's right.
He did that. He did that yesterday. I heard it.
We talked about fraud watch.
Pittsburgh is 4-1. They've already had their bye.
Begrudgingly,
I guess we got to give them a little credit. They beat the Patriots head-to-head here in New England, but I'm not sold.
Well, at the
all.
Very least, Tomlin's going to keep his no-losing record thing intact, right? Yeah, don't you feel like they're going to...
I feel like I'm going to lose on that one.
Yeah.
I said all offseason this will be his first losing record with Aaron Rodgers. I'm probably going to lose on that.
No, they look good.
And the defense was miserable the first 2 weeks of the year. They've fixed that for sure. Mm-hmm. Chargers 4-2. Pats 4-2.
Whew!
Playoffs started today. They're in. They're hosting Buffalo, who's the 5 seed at 5-2, the top wild card.
That's a good game.
Followed by Jacksonville and Denver at 4-2. Kansas City is 3-3 on the outside of the playoffs looking in. They feel like the scariest team in the AFC. Nick was just saying this in the last break. Florio had his power rankings. I was reading through, but Nick highlighted this. The Bills have really beaten nobody. They're 4-2. They're still plus 650 to win the Super Bowl. So good odds to win the Super Bowl. I would still tend to say, based on their body of work the last couple of years, they're probably one of the best teams in the AFC. But here's who they've beaten. 1-5 Baltimore.
Yeah, but Lamar played that game.
Lamar did play that game.
Yeah.
1-5 Miami.
They stink.
1-5 New Orleans.
They stink.
0-6 New York Jets.
Maybe the worst team in football.
Those are their wins.
Yeah, they're not good.
Now, look, the Patriots have beaten a bunch of trash, too, but at least they beat the Bills head-to-head.
No, the two good teams they played, they lost to. Or the two, like, above-average teams they played, they lost to. So you think the story over the last 2 weeks is more Patriots arrow up or Bills arrow down? I mean, maybe nationally it might be more Bills, but I think locally it still should be the Pats.
Yeah, I guess I would answer it Bills arrow down, which sounds negative, but it's not. It's a positive thing for the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bills, we thought 2 weeks ago, were a cut above maybe the entire conference. And now they're kind of just in a jumbled mess with everybody else, which tells you, I mean, you can dream about getting the number one seed in a bye. Like, you're not that far away from it. You're closer to that.
Dream big.
Than we thought the Bills were to being running away with the conference. I mean, that to me is the story of the last 2 weeks. So I'd probably argue a little bit more Bills arrow down. But the Patriots are definitely better than we thought, and they're closer to the top of the AFC than we thought.
Well, they're very tied together clearly because of the win 2 weeks ago head-to-head, right? If it was just the Bills losing two random games and then the Patriots having the same record, it wouldn't be the same. You have that head-to-head win. So I look at it more, though, for the Patriots because they could have won 9 or 10 games without beating anybody good. They could have won 9 games with all wins over teams that are going to end the year with like 3-4 wins, and you've been like, all right, you beat the bad teams. You were sort of a gatekeeper for the league. But they didn't. Their first opportunity to play a really good team, because I put Pittsburgh to the side. They have a really good record, but to me, they're not Buffalo. And maybe I'll change that in a couple weeks. Maybe we'll have to all give Pittsburgh more credit. But right now, I don't look at that as like a measuring stick game. Buffalo,
I think that's
was,
the right way to do it, yeah.
And they
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That game, so you're like, all right, if they can beat Buffalo in Buffalo on Sunday Night Football and then not have a letdown and go on the road and beat New Orleans, that kind of legitimizes the win. You know, I heard Boomer Esiason talking on the morning show about how even like the Carolina blowout looks better just because you followed it up with a real win over Buffalo.
They're 3-3 with the potential coach of the year and Dave Canales. Yeah,
I don't know about all that, but they are 3-3.
Well, they are 3-3.
And somebody said the Carolina win over Dallas was one of the best wins of Canales' career, which I would argue is. Certainly is.
I mean, it's up there.
It's
on a short list.
On the very small list of it. But, no, I mean, things are definitely going in the right direction for the Patriots. I mean, there's no other way to spin that.
So, Buffalo, not as good as we thought.
Right.
Patriots, better than we thought. Right there in the mix in the AFC. And not just as a playoff team now, but, yeah, let your mind wander a little bit. Dream about being at the top of the conference. Because, again, the teams in front of you are not – they're nothing special.
The four best teams going into the year, or at the very least, the four best quarterbacks, and I think it was unanimous. You might have ranked them in different order, but Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, and Burrow are the four best quarterbacks in the NFL. And all four of their teams are worse right now than we thought. Kansas City and Buffalo aren't bad. They're just worse than we thought. And then Baltimore and Cincinnati are like, I mean, Burrow's done. So like those teams are out of it. So that just means there's probably two playoff spots up for grabs. There's the first round bye up for grabs. There's home field advantage up, like home field even in the first round up for grabs, where I think we were ready to say like, it's going to be Cincinnati or, you know, is it going to be Kansas City, Buffalo AFC title game, or is it going to be Baltimore and Buffalo? A lot of people thought Baltimore, Buffalo, they opened the season against each other. It was a shootout. They're like, all right, see you guys in 3 months. But now nobody's picking that as the AFC title game.
No. I wouldn't totally sleep on, well, I'm not sleeping on Kansas City, but I wouldn't totally sleep on Baltimore, but. No, the AFC is much more down than we thought, and that's good news for the Pats.
Mm-hmm.
Watching the other game last night, and I was more locked in on the Buffalo game, but once that ended, I started locking in more on Caleb Williams v. Jaden Daniels. Entertaining game, shootout-ish type of game last night, you know, 50 points or whatever the total wound up being. You look at Drake May, he has a real argument as the best quarterback in that draft class, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
And I think at bare minimum, and this is people outside of New England would have to bend the knee on this and agree, at bare minimum, the discussion is Jaden Daniels or Drake May, then it's a gap to your guys, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, guys like this. It's a drop off after those two. The discussion ends right now today after those two. And look, I'd still lean Jaden Daniels based on the body of work, but May is closing that gap. And as you said earlier today, he's bar none, hands down, unquestionably, been the best quarterback in that draft class through six games this year.
Yeah, that isn't up for debate. But then it's like, do you want to take six games right now and say that is outweighs 17 or what 19 games from Jaden Daniels last year? That's why, like, I'm not ready to go there yet. I think at the end of this season, you're going to have more of a body of work. We'll see how both teams finish, how both players look. But Drake May is a clear cut too. And I was hesitant to do that. I know, you know, locally a lot of people had him over Caleb Williams and Bo Nix. I didn't. For the longest time, I didn't. I like Williams coming into the draft more. He's shown flashes of it, but he hasn't been as consistently good as Drake May or even close. And then Bo Nix doesn't always put up the best numbers, but he made the playoffs last year. He's 4-2 and looks like he's going to make the playoffs again this year. So there's something about him and like just winning games. But Drake May is better than both those guys. Like,
chop back, do it to the other team.
He's honest. He's honest. Little Bo picks at him, but he's 4-2. What, they won 10 games last year? So, like, they're in a good spot. But Drake May is playing clearly better than everybody in that class.
I think it's a good quarterback class. You look back at 2018. 2018 is Lamar and Josh Allen and
Baker.
Thank you. Baker and
Sam Darnold.
And
don't sleep on Darnold.
Darnold's a weird one because he's on what number team?
Well, same with Baker. True. Baker and Darnold, they were teammates in Carolina. Right. They both bounced around.
At least Baker's like really established it in Tampa now for a while, but you're right. Baker bounced around a ton.
Yeah.
2018 is a good quarterback class. 2020 is a good quarterback class. This is a really good quarterback class.
Yeah, it is.
And right now the discussion is Daniels and May. We're both still on the Daniels side of it, but the gap is getting closer every single day.
Yeah.
And it's a real debate.
It's a great class.
But it's those two. That's the debate.
Because Penix looked good last night. Rattler is like hanging in there. He's on a bad team. We just saw him firsthand. He's doing all right. And then I don't like JJ McCarthy, but that's another guy. You might have seven guys like starting next season.
Seven.
A quarter of the league basically is from that draft class.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
It's a good class. Yep. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We'll circle back to Brian Callahan getting fired in Tennessee. What does it say about Mike Vrabel being hired here? What does it say about the timing of Tennessee deciding to move on from Brian Callahan with Vrabel back in Nashville this weekend? But on the way next, 12:45 on a Tuesday means it's time for the madness, Kiefer Madness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.